This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
It's over. For the first time in a decade, the Knicks are moving on to the second round.
Knicks fan base is out of control.
Crazy wild.
Visit Knicks can make it all the way to the finals.
Just calling to say how extremely happy I am at how the Knicks played.
We have what I feel are the best fans in the world. We have the best city in the world, the best arena in the world.
New York is mecca basketball.
The way this team plays, it resonates with all our fans.
Watching the game last night, I just had chills.
This was best case scenario.
This is as good as it gets.
Knicks fans, you've waited a long time. It's happening. Knicks are moving on in the playoffs.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Miami, we see you. And we're going to beat the crap out of you. That's what we're going
to
do.
Maybe we go to Miami for a game.
It's never going to happen.
Stop it. Forget Sunday. Right down to South Beach.
RJ.
Yeah, I agree. This is like talking about the Knicks in the finals. Let's just scale
it
back.
There's no way we're going to do it, but I tell you what, I would be all in. When's game?
You want to bring the heat?
Next weekend? Next Saturday?
You couldn't hang with me in Miami.
Why is there this thought that I can't do things?
Because you haven't been in the game for a while.
So when is game 3-4? It's a Saturday, Monday?
Well, game 2 is Tuesday.
Oh, I can't go Monday. It's my anniversary.
Maybe bring Sherry with us.
And then we have children.
But they're old enough. They could
just leave them by themselves. Right. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea.
I think Ben could handle it.
When's game 6?
Why? I gave you the dates earlier.
I don't have it memorized.
Why didn't you write it down?
Well, are you kidding
God
me?
God forbid, because he's browsing Facebook during the breaks.
During the breaks. I went on Facebook for a minute. God, I want to see whose birthday it is.
God forbid you don't take a note.
Can you just answer the question?
There's pens everywhere.
When's game 6?
Take a note for once in your life.
As you look that up.
Game 6 would be the 12th.
Which is a Friday?
Oh, my God. He doesn't have a calendar.
Oh, my God.
12th is a Friday.
Look, that's our game.
Miami.
That's our game. That's RJ, you in?
He's on the phone.
All right.
Of course he is.
I think we go. Friday, we either go Thursday, do the show from Miami on Friday, or we go after the show Friday, sleep over, come back Saturday. Boom.
I'll tell you right now. You guys go to Miami?
Yeah. You're going?
I'll never forgive you.
No, no. You go and you produce the game from down there.
Yeah, right from Miami.
How?
What do you mean how?
No, who runs things back here? How does this show operate?
Harvey.
How does this function?
Has the show operate if we go after the show on Friday? We get on a noon flight to Miami. Perfect timing. You produce from down there. Away we go. Away we go. Who says no?
Santiago, I mean, he's acting like he can't do it, but I mean, I think if anyone would be the most excited to be in Miami, it would be Santiago. He can't look at you, hear him? If you guys go without me, I'll never forgive you.
Then go with us.
Right.
We'd love to have you. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations, Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Now, right off the bat, you did the open. You did very well. And then you led us into a singing performance. I thought we were good.
Yeah, it was all right.
But we're at 9:35. The four of us are going to harmonize, vocalize, and do a performance of We Are New York and We Love Basketball.
Yeah.
As a show.
You'll be on the kick drum.
That's right.
I think we can do it.
I know we can do it.
I think I know I'll be into it. I know you'll be into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I want to see those guys take ownership of the song.
Right.
Is what I'd like to see. Brian Windhorst, ESPN. He admits it. He's impressed by the Knicks.
What I think I'm taking away from this is that the Knicks aren't really a 5 seed. You know, in the wake of that Josh Hart trade and just the way they've come together, like, they are better than their record. And that showed in this series. I haven't been able to say this about too many playoff series I've watched. I think they won every single matchup and every single facet. I don't think there was one area where the Cavs could say that they had an advantage. And the Knicks won this series going away, pounding the higher seeded Cavs, despite not getting much from Randle. And tonight, I know Jalen Brunson Harden has been, you know, the star of the series so far. He was 8 of 22 with 4 assists.
Right.
He didn't have a dominant game tonight. I mean, he was good, don't get me wrong, but the Knicks overall, their depth, their scheme, how hard they're playing, what they're getting off of their bench, like, they are very impressive right now.
They are very impressive. I mean, and Windhorst is a tough critic. For him to sit here and say, boy, this team looks terrific. This team, you know what, Rick? It's at the moment, it's hard to find the flaws with this Knicks
club.
They
hit their stride, yeah. They're playing their best basketball. Outside of Julius being injured. I mean, Jalen Brunson, yeah, was he efficient? No, but I mean, let's not. I mean, what he did in the first quarter to get them started. I mean, 12 points in the first quarter, right? I mean, that's important, knowing that you're going to get Cleveland's best shot. So, I mean, here's the other thing I would say, though. Is it that the New York Knicks are better than the fifth seed or better than their record? Or was it part of Cleveland being worse than their record?
Or maybe a combination of the both.
I think a combination of both.
I think that's fair. And you know what? I don't think Cleveland was remotely ready for what the Knicks were going to throw at them.
No, I don't think so either.
That was, I mean, the Knicks were physical. I mean, what I love so much, there's this, and especially the further away you get from it, a love affair with those teams from the 90s, right? Xavier McDaniel, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Derek Harper. Like, there's just this, they were tough. They would knock you down. There's some of that in this Knicks team. There really is. Robinson's tough. Randall's tough. Right, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, there's some reminiscing, and you look so fondly on that team from, God, it's like 25-plus years ago, and there's some similarities. There really are.
Yeah, they were going to take a piece of you, and they were going to play great defense. They were going to be, I mean, they were going to out-physical you, which they did in this series. And I think when you look at this Knicks team, and I'll give Leon Rose some credit because the couple additions that he's made with Brunson, Hartenstein, and then the trade for Josh Hart is you got a good mix. You do. Of veterans and young players and some of the young players stepping up. Like, Obi's been good when he's had an opportunity. RJ the last three games, quickly finally coming around, which I think is a big deal.
Right. Mitchell Robinson was wonderful. Hartenstein's been sensational.
Right, you did this with, a hobbled Julius Randle and no Quentin Grimes.
It's pretty impressive.
Really impressive.
That's two starters.
Right.
That's two starters. And Miami's done similar.
Yeah.
Right, Miami slayed a dragon without Tyler Hero and with no Victor Oladipo recently.
Yeah, and I mean, Jimmy Butler's been lights out.
By the way, I could eat these words. I could. I watch Kyle Lowry play now. He's terrible.
Yeah, he's not the same player.
I mean, you should be able to have your way with him.
Probably.
Jimmy Butler's Adebayo. Those are the terrifying
guys.
Those
are the guys you got to slow down.
Let's go to Drew in Brooklyn. Hi, Drew. Welcome. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, you don't sound as excited as you should be, Drew.
No, I'm extremely excited, Dave and Rick. You're getting me first time, long time caller, but you're literally getting me in the middle of waiting and getting a pumpernickel bagel and some whitefish. So I was sitting there in the middle trying to get some food as well, and had you on hold, didn't even think I was getting on. Anyhow, I'm excited because I took a moment this morning to pause and go back and listen to the Aaron Rodgers interview with Michael Kay. And I got so excited by that. And then I thought, what would it be like on Sunday to have A. Rodgers sitting in the front row at the Garden, how that place is going to explode, and let him see what the Garden's like,
yep,
and then what MetLife Stadium's going
to
be about.
It's a good point, Drew. Sorry to cut you up. We got to get to a lot of callers here. It's a good point, but you know what? You don't need Aaron Rodgers for that. It'll be great.
No,
place
I think
would
he,
go
I,
bananas.
Right, but I think he was not... that it would make the place extra special, just give Aaron Rodgers a taste.
I think Aaron Rodgers knows.
Yeah, I think he knows.
I think Aaron Rodgers knows. I don't want to hear one time this year, it's 12:35, Jets fans, it's time to go in and watch the game now.
No, you're not going to have that.
That is ridiculous.
You have a bunch of primetime games, too.
As many as you can get, they're going to have. When do you find out? Santiago probably knows this. When do you find out who goes on Hard Knocks?
That's a great question.
It's got to be soon.
It's going to be within the next month or so.
Do I want that? No.
Yeah.
I mean, do I want it though?
Why not embrace all of it?
I don't.
Why not embrace all of it? Who are the other? There's what, four options? The other three are awful.
They're not great options, but I mean, as I'm saying, as a person that's more focused on the team winning a championship, do I want it?
But does that stand in the way of winning a championship?
I don't know. It's intrusive.
Maybe.
It's intrusive. I mean, it's just a distraction that do we need.
Maybe you're right, but I don't know. As a fan, as a media member, I think it's something that's awesome.
No, I think it would be great. I would want to see it, but I mean, is it something that we need? Like, do you want? I mean, it's intrusive. It's, I mean, it can be a bit of a distraction. Cameras following you around all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be.
Like part of me just... No, say it. What do you steamroller face? What do you got?
No, the four teams are the Jets, Bears, Saints, and Commanders.
I mean, Commanders have no juice. None. Saints, a little bit.
A little juice.
And what was the other? Bears?
Bears.
Bears.
Come on. If you take a step back and think what's the best of the NFL for HBO, the Jets are clearly the answer.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that the main focus for us has to be trying to do whatever we can to win a championship.
The Lions were actually announced at the end of last March, so...
March?
Yeah.
Well, let's get this thing done.
Well, I mean, maybe they're waiting just to make sure the Aaron Rodgers thing
works. Oh, well, now it's done.
It's done now.
Now announce it next week. Be so good.
I think it would be great.
Jets start early, too.
I don't know if I would love
Because they have the Hall of Fame game.
Right.
Let's go to Shaq in OKC. Good morning, Shaq. How you doing, pal?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a beautiful morning out here in Oklahoma City. I feel like the rain stopped as soon as the Knicks won. I'm super excited. I mean, I was 22 years old. I'm 32 now. It's been 10 years since we won a playoff series. And you know what? This team, to me, is better than that team. I know we had the bigger names, but this team plays like a team. Mitchell Robinson, I don't know what's going on, but this guy is playing out of his mind. And Josh Hart was probably one of the best trades at the trade deadline I could ever think of the Knicks making. Julius Randle, middle name might as well be Willis Reed. He's out here giving us everything he has, and he can barely walk. I can't say one negative thing about this team. Bring on the heat, and I'm going to be there in Miami Game 6, rooting on my Knicks. Let's go, baby.
Oh, so excited. We might be there too, Game 6.
It's very exciting.
If we get to a Game 6.
That would be extra exciting. Let's not glance over the fact that, I mean, this team went out and gave 5 and just got the job done.
They didn't even just win the game. They smothered
Cleveland.
Because
it would have been
very
easy to just go in and
lay an egg.
Not only lay an egg.
Or just go in, go through the motions, say we're going to take care of business game 6. So they're ultra focused.
You have one team that was more desperate, and you just couldn't get to that level. But no. And they said, we're not messing around with that.
Where does the resiliency in this group come from? Here's Jalen Brunson.
It starts with holding each other accountable, from the coaching staff to the players. I think we all trust each other, most importantly. And we get to the point where we have situations like that and things aren't going according to plan. And we find a way to tough it out and keep moving forward and try not to miss a beat.
They're a resilient bunch.
I cannot tell you how important that is, though. And this is not just sports. It's what we do. It's what, I mean, any walk of life, any job you have, it is a much more productive environment when what he's talking about with the accountability is, and I don't want to use the word guilt, but it kind of feels like you're guilty if you don't do it. If when it starts with the head coach, you know that Tibbs is all in. Tibbs is not a guy that you see leaving the facility early. You show up in the morning, his car's already there. When you leave, his car's still there. So he sets the tone. And then it trickles down. Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, giving you everything he has. And if you're in that locker room, you're looking around and going, well, if this guy's going to do it, and that guy does it, and that guy does it, how do I not do it?
And it seems like they like each other, too.
Right, but which is important, which is like this show. We all like each other, but I know you're watching everything, and I don't want to be the one that's like, I can't have a conversation because I didn't watch it, so I'm watching it.
And those guys do their work, and they're all buttoned up. Yeah, and then there's like, well, I don't want to let anybody down.
Right.
And it kind of works in either a vicious cycle in the negative or the positive. It's like, all right, it just goes round and round in a really positive way.
Yeah, and they have, I mean, and again, I don't want to, we're not going to spend like days and days doing this, but I think today's the day to do it. Like, as frustrated as fans were with Leon Rose, with some of the initial signings.
You have to celebrate him today, yeah.
And then him not ever speaking to the media.
Which still is ridiculous.
Right, but what he was able to do this offseason is, and then in season with Josh Hart.
Well, last offseason and the season prior to that, we're not good. Fournier, bad. Kemba Walker, bad. This Hartenstein, great. Hart, the trade, great. Brunson, beyond great.
Awesome.
Like more than you could ever anticipate. You think Luka Doncic looks at Brunson and says, I can't believe I lost this guy?
Yes, I think Luka Doncic looks at what's happening right here and says to himself, oof.
Yep.
Be a pretty nice place to play.
It pretty much would be. Yasir in Weehawken. Good morning, Yasir.
Good morning, Dave. Love the show. First time, long time.
Well, say hi to Rick as well.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Love the show. Knicks fans, you guys are acting worse than the Cowboys fans, acting like you guys won a championship.
No, we didn't.
Shutting down 7th Avenue.
No, we didn't. It's why? Like, because we're excited?
It's something like, huh?
Why? What did we do that's
why,
so awful?
Why are you coming to rain on our parade? What? Do you take care of your business against Memphis?
Because you guys
bet
the Cowboys all year round about Cowboys fans. Stephen A. Smith and Knicks fans, they acting like they won the championship only the first round. I'm happy for the Knicks.
Here's the thing, pal. We're not the Lakers. We don't win a championship every couple of years. We're not in the Western Conference Finals every other year. It's been a struggle. We've been awful. I don't think any team has had a rougher run than the Knicks over the last, 25 years. Why can't we? Really, why can't we be excited about winning a series and moving on to another winnable series?
You got me there. But I think it's too much, whatever. But you know what? I hope the Knicks do go to Eastern Conference Finals, at least Eastern Conference Finals. That'll be a big thing for New York and NBA and New York sports, period. New York sports right now is on fire.
It's on fire. And thanks for the call. That's not fair. That's not fair with that call.
Well, I just think he's in more of a nasty way than we were doing it. Just, relax. This is the goal is to win a championship, right? So we're through step one of that, which is winning the first round.
They won the first round. People are excited. You're anticipating a great second round series. No one is saying they've won a championship. No one's saying they're going to go to the championship.
Well, some people have.
And what have we done to those people?
We've shot them down.
We've cut them down at the knees.
Today's not the day to do it.
Down at the knees. Today's an exciting day, and you should be excited by the Knicks. There's nothing wrong with that. You should be excited about Robinson
ecstatic.
And Brunson and Leon Rose and Josh Hart and Obi Toppin and R.J. Barrett. You should. If not today, when?
You should be ecstatic.
You should be.
With how this whole thing has worked out.
Dan Jersey. Danny, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company.
Djibouti Dan. Hi, Dan.
How you guys doing? Dave, one more point about that interview. I don't know if you watched it yet, but I've also tried to reach out to two separate people to get you to come on my podcast. So, ball's in your court.
I'm not going on the podcast.
Wow.
Well, you went after RJ first, and you got him. Then you go after Santiago second. I'm third. I'm an afterthought. I'm not going on the podcast.
Well, it's mostly the point that I couldn't reach out to you on Twitter.
Stop
because
it.
You don't have your DM.
You call every day.
Yeah, Dave's got his own website.
Yeah, you call every day. I get emails all over the place from fans.
This was back in January when I didn't call in.
Okay, but like he just said, I have a website. You can go on there. You can send me a personal email.
It's very accessible.
I had no idea.
Very accessible.
Yeah, well, you found RJ.
You heard his failings, Djibouti Dan.
I didn't mean to.
That's okay. Really what do you got on the Knicks?
I'm excited. I really am. I thought that was a great win last night. They didn't even. The Cavs were never in it. They were down by 9 most of the game, and even though people are saying be scared of Miami and Jimmy Butler is going to be the best player in that series, I still think that the Knicks have enough and more team play to get past them because outside of Jimmy Butler, and I think Mitchell Robinson can neutralize Bam Adebayo, and the Heat don't really have much outside of those two, especially with Oladipo and Hero being down. So I'm going to say Knicks in 5.
Oh, God. It gets me so
Knicks in 5.
Gets me so nervous. I mean, it's not crazy, but I don't even care what it takes. I don't care if you go triple
5,
overtime
6,
in game 7.
I don't care.
Just get it done. 1-800-919-3776. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, even help you find a professional technician if that kind of thing is needed. Now, for check engine light diagnosis, repair advice, or the right tools and parts, get everything you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stuff you missed with the great RJ Santillo.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
All right, we'll keep this quick. A lot of excitement to get back to.
And we got to sing at 9:35.
Knicks move on. We've touched on it all morning. They take the series 4-1 over the Cavs. They will take on the Heat after Miami also took that series 4-1 over the top-seeded Bucks. That's an 8 over a 1-seed Jimmy Butler, 42 points. None bigger than the putback he had with under a second left. That was in regulation. Sends Game 5 to overtime where Miami would win it by 2. So, down 2, the Bucks had the ball with about 8 seconds left in overtime. They didn't even get a shot off. That's your season on the line. Your season ends in the hands of Grayson Allen. Not great.
Not great.
Not how they would draw it up. Interesting, though, I believe they did have a timeout, though, so they could have drawn something up. They didn't. And their season's over.
You were going to say drawer.
I was.
Yep.
Heat trailed by 16 going into the fourth. That's the largest comeback entering the final quarter of a series-clinching game in NBA history. So well done for Miami. By the way, Eric Spoelstra, time to start talking to him as a top 10 or so
awesome.
Coach ever.
He's awesome.
He's a great coach.
All right, I got the numbers. What were the odds for Miami to win the series?
Minus 275.
No, for Miami to win the series against Milwaukee.
Plus a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Good job by you guys.
Plus 1,100.
You're lashing out.
RJ, what do you think?
Plus 1,000.
Raymond?
I was thinking closer to plus 1,200.
All right. RJ wins plus 750.
Wow.
Odds of Miami to win in five games. Plus 5,000.
Wow.
You would have bet $100. You would have gotten $5,000 back.
It's nice.
Big money.
That is nice. Elsewhere, Lakers lose to the Grizz. That series now 3-2. Still in LA's favor, but 3-2. Warriors beat the Kings. Their third straight win in that series. Warriors win on the road. How about that? They now lead 3-2 in that series, headed back to the Bay. Hockey last night, Panthers, they stay alive. They beat Boston 3-2 in overtime.
That's nice.
Awful turnover.
Yeah, that was awful. Not a good loss for Boston. Ugh.
No, that forces a game 6. Seattle beats Colorado. Take a 3-2 series lead.
And go back to Seattle for try to clinch that thing away, right?
They sure can.
Look at them.
Aaron Rodgers, haven't spent a ton of time on it, but we will. Officially a Jet, introduced as such yesterday. Rodgers did comment after the dog and pony show, according to Rich Cimini, to a smaller group of reporters when the cameras were off, strongly alluded to plans of playing more than 1 year, saying he was, quote, aware they gave up quite a bit to get him.
So. It'd be great for you.
Oh, that would be huge.
It'd be good for us, too.
It'd be good for everybody.
Yeah.
Aaron, when might we see you on the field during voluntary workouts?
Does tomorrow count? Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll be in there tomorrow.
Maybe head out to a foreign park. See Aaron.
Right after the show.
Yeah. Cam Robinson, left tackle for the Jags, facing a PED suspension. The league awaits results of his B sample before deciding on how long that suspension could be. Could anywhere from 2 to 8 games.
Which will probably be the same as the A sample.
Yep. So 2, 6, or 8 games he will be suspended. He just signed last year a 3-year $52 million extension.
$888,888 per game.
Ouch.
Not awesome. It turns out Kawhi Leonard had a torn meniscus. That's why he didn't play at the end of that Clippers-Suns series. The Commanders have declined Chase Young's 2024 option. Interesting there. They've been fairly non-committal about him. The Yankees double up the Twins, 12-6. Aaron Judge, 3 hits and a very awkward slide that sent him right to the clubhouse to get checked out. Everything okay, Aaron?
Feeling good. No, we stayed in there, so it's no issues. No issues.
That would be very, very bad if there was an issue, so let's try and prevent that at all costs. Mets lose to the Nats, their 4th straight loss.
Terrible loss. They looked lost offensively.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore struck out 10 over
15
6.
Strikeouts isn't good.
Oh, no. Oh, they look awful.
They've been outscored 21-9, are hitting .205 with 47 strikeouts during this 4-game losing streak.
And these are the dregs of baseball. Giants Nationals is the dregs of baseball.
Robbie Ray, the Mariners, done for the year. Flexor tendon surgery, will not pitch until 2024. The NBA and the Players Association have ratified their new CBA. 7-year agreement takes us through 2030. And a nice story. Dave, I know you like these. Drew, I believe it's Maggi of the Pirates.
Oh, I saw this the other day, yeah.
33 years old, his major league debut. He played over 1,100 minor league games to get to this point. His first ever big league game across 13 seasons. He struck out as a pinch hitter in the 8th inning against the Dodgers, but still got there. He's in the books now as a major leaguer.
That's nice.
I saw the video of that. I was going to bring that up when I saw the video, but I never had a chance
When they made the announcement in front of the team.
It was awesome.
That's great. You see what his reaction was? He's like, let's go!
Yeah, well, he didn't know what to do.
Well,
in 13 seasons?
And he was half naked, right?
He had the shirt off, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, before we go to break, you see what Stephen A. said about Kawhi Leonard?
He said they should get rid of him.
No, that's Steve Ballmer.
They should force him to retire.
Yes.
Aren't they opening a new building? Like, what are we doing? It's a weird take.
Steve Ballmer probably wonders what he's doing.
Steve Ballmer's an interesting fella.
Very interesting fella.
I like watching him get excited and dance around and move and gyrate. It's very entertaining.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills.
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your chance to build Rick's ride, presented by the fine folks at All American Ford. Rev up the ESPN New York app and click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's 2023 Ford Bronco. Voting runs through tomorrow when All-American Ford will build Rick's ride. So, I mean, end of tomorrow, they get right into the lab and they start working.
Right.
Is what they do.
So, like, I mean, I'm not joking around. Like, this is going to be someone else's
yes.
Bronco.
However you want it, get in there, customize it now.
The wheels, the interior.
You can decide that on your own. All right. So, one voter also is going to be randomly selected to join us in the VIP area at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th. And have a chance to win the car, all brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and info. RJ?
Yes.
Are you ready to sing?
Sure.
Raymond?
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. I don't want Ray to flame out on us. I don't want to start out strong and then we get like 20 seconds in and Ray's like, yeah, you know what, I'm done. I'll whole way through.
Yeah, but I'll have to say this for the three of us, not you, because you just Bigfoot everybody. You can't all of a sudden just completely take over.
I like to sing.
No.
He only knows one
singing
volume.
And screaming into the microphone is two different things.
How'd I do when we did it originally?
I think initially you started off good and then you started to feel the music.
Down to the ball
like this.
It's not my fault that Buster was kind of quiet.
This is a little off. Cracker Jack.
This is when you took over.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very. You're.
I'll try to stay in the background.
No. I just let's all stay in the same area.
All right.
Let's try to make sure we're saying the same words at the same time and no one's screaming over each other.
Yeah, but I still don't have the exact timing of the words down. Great. You know what I'd like to do, Ray?
Sure.
Play it now. Let's not sing. Let's hear 20 seconds and then we'll regroup and then we'll sing. Go ahead.
Okie dokie. We're going to do the countdown. 3, 2, 1.
We are New York and we love basketball. We're going to take it off because we're the New York Knicks. This is New York. We're here to play some ball and we are standing tall. We are the New York Knicks. Ain't no team like a New York team. Ain't no fans
see,
like
the
New York fans.
Okay. And I got some news for you on the other side of this, too.
Big news! Jazz big hands! News.
It's pretty big news.
Huge
it's,
news.
It's massive news.
What? Really?
Yeah, I got some pretty big news. So we're going to sing and then go nowhere because I got some... Yeah,
Look at you. You should see him. He looks like whoa, what's the news going to be?
It is pretty big news.
It's pretty big news. I'm not kidding.
I had my pants off in the hallway earlier.
Yeah,
it's unrelated to although
what? How does this sort of thing happen?
I don't know.
If he hears this again, he may take his pants off again.
I don't know. I was talking to you in the break. Dave, you asked me, what about Rick? Where's Rick? I go into the hallway. Rick is standing there by himself with his pants around his ankles.
Everything is that.
Ankles?
In the hallway?
I was checking on my leg situation.
But why for everyone to see?
No one could see it. No one was in there.
I buckled the pants and ripped them off, threw them.
I was talking to Grasa. And then I walked out. No one was in the hallway. My leg was bothering me, so I just was taking a peek at what was going on.
Right, but you couldn't go into like a back office or the bathroom.
I said, "What are you?"
First of all, I don't have an office.
I said, "What are you doing?"
A back office doesn't have to be yours.
No back office.
You go into an office. You close the door. You take a look at the injury, and then you move on.
Go to a bathroom. Go anywhere.
Who takes their pants off in the hallway?
No underwear on. I'm not going commando.
Oh, great. Don't worry, everybody. I'm wearing underwear.
You saw the giant bruise on my leg.
I did.
It's moving.
Where's it moving
to? And it's all flushing down my leg, and now the front of my leg is a little bit sore, so I was looking...
Have you thought about seeing a doctor?
I should probably see a doctor.
Yes, you should probably see a doctor. All right.
Have you not?
No, I have not.
He thinks he's better than the medical community.
I tore
the groin. I know what happened. What are they going to do?
Okay, they can help you heal faster. How about that?
Yeah.
Please wear clothes.
That's the bottom line. Let's not bury the lead here. What RJ says is the most important. Please keep your clothes on.
I'll bury the lead, all right.
What the hell is going on here?
I thought we were in a safe space.
No.
You've never seen a man naked?
I've seen a man naked. It doesn't mean I want to see that at work.
Right. I was in my underwear, though. You didn't see anything naked.
I didn't see anything because I was sitting here. RJ walks by. Your clothes are off.
You want to see the leg?
No. I want to sing. All right. RJ, you ready?
I'm not sure.
As I'll ever be.
I'm not sure we can sing.
In a three.
Hold on.
What?
Let me clear the pipes.
Okay, he's coughing up.
How now, brown cow?
This can only go poorly.
No, it's going to be great. A three, a two. A three, two, one, go.
New York, and we love basketball. We're going to take it all, because we're the New York Knicks. This is New York. We're here to play some ball, and we are standing tall. We are the New York Knicks. Ain't no team like the New York team. Ain't no fan like the New York fan.
If you want to play in New... Come on, really?
If
you can play the New York Knicks, then you better be 10 feet tall.
We are New York, and we love basketball. We're going to take it all, because we're the New York Knicks. This is New York. We're here to play some ball, and we are standing tall. We are the New York Knicks.
That was...
Hey.
I'm telling you,
I might have strained some.
Well, why'd you stand up?
Because I was into it. That was me gyrating.
You know
he
what?
Stood up.
I give you guys tremendous credit. You guys were awesome.
Raymond was especially
juggling.
Good.
I got lost at one point.
Shocking.
I'm being honest. When Ray kept going, I was like, "What's he doing?" I was like, "Oh, I jumped a paragraph."
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah. You were great.
We let him shine.
Yeah, and I felt like I felt like I took a real back. Like I was involved, but I didn't drown everybody out.
I think we all harmonized.
Proud of you.
I think we did good.
I think we did great. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Big news, Jazz hands.
Aaron Rodgers redoes his contract.
Yep.
2023 option bonus becomes his 2024 base salary to help the Jets make the trade and stay under the cap. All right, here's the updated information. Prior to the trade, the Packers converted a $58.3 million option bonus payable in 2023 into 2024 base salary, a source told ESPN's Dan Graziano. As a result, he's making only $1.165 million this season, the base salary minimum. That also represents his cap charge under his previous contract, his three-year $150 million extension from last year's. The Jets would have inherited a $15.8 million cap charge. That's relatively low for a player of his stature, but it would have put the Jets several million over the cap. A $1.165 million cap hit this year.
Yeah. So what happens? I mean, you got to keep reading the article. What happens now is rather than trying to, you know, rework deals to create cap space to sign your rookies and everything else, they're actually now, because he did this, they're almost seven and a half under the cap.
Right. So now they can get all their rookies in here. This is tremendous.
This is why they paid what they paid.
By pushing the $58.3 million option bonus into next year, the bonus is fully guaranteed, which is fine. It's Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers' 2024 compensation balloons to Oh, my God.
107.5
million. 107.55
million.
Now, that consists of an original $47 million option bonus plus a $1.21 million in minimum salary, which is what he's getting this year as well, plus that $58.3 million bonus from this year. Now, once the Jets exercise the $47 million option bonus, they can spread the cap hit over the remainder of the contract, which runs through 2027. Now, they can void a year to spread it over five.
They can add a void year.
They
can void a year, you said.
Oh. They can add a void year to spread it over five, lowering the cap charges. If they do nothing other than pick up the $47 million option bonus, his 2024 cap hit would be $71 million. No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. So it's good news for the Jets.
This is great news.
So you're spending nothing on him this year.
Nothing.
Nothing. Which is what you said.
Right.
You're very good.
He's still going to get his money. And he knows that, I mean, how important it is going to be to give himself the best chance to win a championship. And this is it.
This is it. It sounds like he's going to come back for more than 1 year, which is great too.
Right. And this is why I think they paid the kind of premium that they paid.
They're all in.
They're all in. They're all in. They talk about making a... Woody Johnson said they're going to take a big swing. This is a big swing.
This is a Babe Ruthian swing.
Well, they're set up for it. They screwed up with Zach Wilson. They screwed up with Sam Darnold. They had an unbelievable draft.
Yep.
They got a great defense. They got some great young pieces that they're not paying yet. Why waste it?
This is the time.
No, you can't waste that.
I will sit here and tell you. We got a break. We'll come back and get into everything you want to. Jets, Rangers, Knicks, obviously. 1-800-919-3776. I'm sorry. Zach Wilson is the backup quarterback. Still makes me uncomfortable.
I think it makes everybody nervous.
It makes me very...
I think the mindset, though, is if you lose Aaron Rodgers, you're in trouble anyway.
Well, if I lose him for the season, I'm in trouble.
Right.
But if I lose him for three games, now I have to rely on Zach Wilson with that schedule?
I know.
I don't like it.
No, I don't love it either.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The highlight of the show was the four of us singing and Santiago just taking over like he's done it before.
Like Streisand.
He was, I mean, it was, didn't miss a beat. Sounded great.
You know, Streisand's coming to Radio City.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to go?
I'm going to try to take my mom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's actually on her birthday, and I'm going to attempt to get tickets.
Well, drop her off at my house afterwards.
I don't know what to do. I give up. Honestly,
what do you mean?
I give up. Because you're uncontrollable.
No, dessert after the show.
I'm done.
What?
Really, there's nothing more to say here.
I'm an excellent baker. I make her a nice cappuccino, whatever she likes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you should probably get lost in your house.
No.
No. Yeah.
No,
she'd get lost. You wouldn't know. She'd walk through the heated floors in the kitchen, scald a poor woman's feet.
I got that beautiful bed that moves, too. The back comes up. The feet come up. Very comfortable.
A Murphy bed?
I don't think it was a Murphy bed.
Right out of the wall, that thing pops.
No, it's the bed that it comes up. You know, like reclines, it comes up, and the feet come up.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
1-800.
It'd be good for you.
It would be good for
me. Because
you're back. Yeah, but I'm never invited over.
Yeah, but you're not going to sleep in the same bed as me.
It'd be nice, though.
If I did,
and you were like, Dave, come in our marital bed.
Yeah.
Would I go in the middle?
No.
Where would I go?
You'd sit next to me. I would be in the middle.
You'd be in the middle. I'd be on the one side.
I'm a spooner, though. That happened to us one time.
You had a third person in the bed?
Naked. That happened.
I'm sorry in advance for asking this. Why?
So we had our rookie party in the city, and Cassie at the time had her apartment in the city.
Right.
So it ended up being like, this is actually a bad story for a couple different reasons. So it was like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever. We weren't going back to, this is when I was in Bridgeport. We weren't going back to Bridgeport. So I had my roommate from Bridgeport that I live with, and we were both banged up. And I said, we're not going back to Bridgeport.
Right.
Like, let's just go. We'll stay with Cassie. No problem. She's got a pullout couch. So we set him up on the pullout couch. I go in the bed. And then all of a sudden...
He's just behind you naked?
No, he's standing next to the bed naked. And we're like, I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Oh, like sleepwalking. Look over. He lays next to me.
Naked?
Yes. Jumps in bed.
This is like an Andrew Gunling story.
Here's the worst part of the story.
Yeah.
So he finally comes to, picks up his phone, which was in his pocket, because he just derobed himself. And he's got... Turns it on. Power was off for some reason. It's voicemail, 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 voicemail. And he's like, what the hell is happening? It's the coach of Bridgeport, hey, I don't know where the hell you're at.
You're getting called up.
You got called up. So now we're panicked. We get back to, I think it was Grand Central Station. We're sitting there, and we can't catch a train in time. They end up taking the guy who was so drunk he passed out on the couch in the locker room, and he gets called up. And this guy missed a full...
an opportunity to play with the big club.
Like months, though.
Wow.
Worse.
All to spoon you.
All to spoon you.
That's nice. Let's go to Gabe in Manhattan. Hi, Gabe. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Honestly, Gabe, if you really care, if you truly, really care, I'm great. I'm great.
I'm not sure why I've been this good.
I'm great with the Knicks. I'm excited / nervous of the Rangers. I can't wait for the draft tonight. This is a really...
You're jealous with that Rodgers deal, too. You're a little jealous.
I'm not jealous. We're fine. We are fine. Gabe, I am great. What do you have today?
Me, too. I'm happy also, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm looking at the odds here, the preseason odds for the Knicks. Do you know what they were? What was the over-under for their win-loss?
38.
37.
38 games. We won 47.
Boy, I'm a
genius. We won the first series in 5.
Right.
And the Bucks were plus +650 to win the championship, and they're out in the first round. So I think we should be, as Knicks fans, ecstatic we won the first round. We should be looking forward to the second round, but we should be enjoying every moment.
I like your attitude.
I think you're 100% right.
I like his attitude a lot.
Enjoy the moment. I mean, look towards the next series, but enjoy the moment that you're sitting here with.
Yeah, give yourself a day to enjoy the fact that we just won in 5. And tomorrow you can call in all day long, and we can start breaking down what's going to happen in the Miami series.
I don't even have an issue with people looking towards Miami, but as you look towards Miami, be excited about what you just got to enjoy.
Yeah, and realize you got especially in the NBA, you got a gift.
That doesn't happen often.
Not really.
Or I mean, not at all, right? 5th time in the history of the 1-8 matchup that an 8 has beaten a 1. Beat him in 5. Have we ever seen that before?
I don't know. I would have to look back.
Denver, Seattle was 5, but that was a best of 5.
Best of 5.
So it's not the same. We've never seen a 5-game series.
I would have to go back and
8 over the 1?
Check out all those series.
I don't think we've seen that.
Well, the last time we saw it was when Derrick Rose blew his knee out. So
was it 5, though?
No, I'm just saying it was because he blew his knee
out.
Right,
which is a decade ago.
Right, Giannis was back. Giannis gave you 38 and 20.
Yeah, he was brutal from the free throw line.
He missed 13 free throws.
If he goes 15 of 23, which is not good, easily win that game in regulation.
Yeah, or maybe, get a shot off at the end of both. I mean, certain things you could do.
Bad. And I'm sorry. Listen, I honestly love Giannis. I love what he says. I love the fact he's like, when he was asked, would you leave Milwaukee to try and win a championship? And his response is, no. I want to win here. This is the place I want to be. But when he's asked about, is the season a failure? This season, it was a failure for Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think it was raw, though, and I think there might be something going on with him and that reporter.
Maybe so. But you agreed the season was a failure for Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a team that's expected to come out of the East and be favored to win a championship. And you lost in round one, and you just soiled yourself in 2 straight games. You had a 16-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
Bad. What a bitter taste that is in your mouth for the offseason, huh?
Yeah, it's awful.
Let's go to Xavier, Brooklyn. Xavier, good morning, buddy. You're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great.
Man, I'm excited, man. I can't believe even the draft is tonight. I forgot. You guys reminded me.
That's the thing. There's so much going on that the draft, which is usually like priority number one, is like, oh, yeah, the draft is tonight.
Yeah, but it would be a priority right now. I mean, even as good as the Knicks are, it would be if the teams were...
If they were picking like last year's picks.
Yeah, like you're trying to get a quarterback. Yeah, but we're not. What do you got, Xavier?
Yeah, no, that's true. I wanted to ask, man, do you think, how do you think the Knicks are going to use Julius Randle like with his ankle coming game one? Do you think that Obi's going to play a little more, or do you think that they're going to take this a little... more on the cautious side?
I don't know how we could sit here and project that right now.
Well, I think it depends. I think if he's going to play, you'll see kind of what you saw in, I think it was game, when he started the series. Kind
game
of.
Four?
That's when he got benched.
Right.
Just inside, it's, they put him out there, he starts, and then see how it's going.
Right, and then you kind of play it by ear.
You'll take him off.
But the nice thing is, if he's not good, you feel confident and comfortable right. in your other options right now, which is huge. Daniel in Roselle Park. Good morning, Dan.
We are New York, and we are basketball.
We're going to take it all, because we're the New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks.
Nice.
This is New York. Woo, baby, let's go. The New York Knicks, baby. I'm so excited, man. Oh, my goodness. It feels so great to be a Knicks fan today. Oh, God, I just wanted to share that moment with you guys. But I actually have a draft question for tonight, so... Dave, I'm a Giants fan, mm-hmm. too. I'm looking at 25. I'm actually looking at interior linemen.
I'm not worried about the receiver. I'm not worried about corner. I know the positions of need, but
you should be worried about corner. You know, they need corner desperately.
I know they do, but you know, you look
keep
Eagles,
saying that. But what? I mean, you have a defensive coordinator that loves to blitz, and you have one corner.
Yeah, I get that, but you know, you do look at the Eagles, you know, down the road, and you know, one thing that is a constant is their interior offensive linemen are solid and steady, and I really think, you know, you just paid Daniel Jones, and to really make that stand up, I really think it would be a good investment to start there at 25.
But why can't you take that interior offensive lineman at 57, where there'll probably be someone who you can, I would think, plug and play?
Sure, you could, but are you getting more of a plug-and-play player at 57? Do you still feel confident about that?
I mean, yes. I'll tell you what I feel. I feel better taking the cornerback at 25 and the lineman at 57 than vice versa.
Yeah, depending on who you get. I mean, if you get Banks, that's a guy you're gonna pencil in, you're going to have immediate impact.
Yes, I agree. All right, Raymond said he needs extra time today, so I want to give him that time. Raymond, have at it.
Today's three stars.
Yeah, it's been a jam-packed Thursday. Let's start with the obvious.
Number three.
It's the New York Knicks moving on to the Eastern Conference semifinals. It's just what a joyous time to be in New York and all the joy it brings to us.
We are New York, and we are basketball.
We're going to take it all because we're the New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks.
That was not great. Let's try that again. Let's try a little bit better.
We are New York, and we love basketball. We're going to take it all because we're the New York Knicks.
There you go. That's what
I'm
talking about.
Are good, huh?
That was good.
That was really good.
Barbershop quartet call.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Number two.
Richie Rich over here. This young boy, Richie Rich is his name. He's got the heated toilet seat.
That's right.
The foam toilet.
Yeah, which heated you won't floor. Use.
If you come to my house, you're not using the heated toilet seat.
And he's got a bidet and an intercom.
It's not a separate. It's in the toilet.
Excuses.
You won't see it. You're not going to get to use it. See, he can't help himself.
I think he's doing great today.
Number one.
We can spell
Jets.
Let's pick on Rick Day. That's what this is.
It's all good.
You can't let me enjoy myself.
Wasn't worse than this.
The New York Jets.
Congratulations on Aaron Rodgers.
Go everybody. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Playing a champion. It's DPHO Rutherford. And
let's go Rangers.
98.7 ESPN.
Cleveland. This is for you.
Oh. Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.